Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 29, Redemption. Redemption lived out, worship, gratitude, and daily life. Redemption doesn't end with being rescued, it reshapes how we live. Scripture never presents redemption as a debt we must repay, but as a new identity we now live from. We don't respond to God as slaves trying to earn favor. We respond as redeemed sons and daughters who already have it. Paul writes, "You are not your own. You were bought at a price." 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. This is not a threat. It's security. Being bought means we belong to the one who values us, protects us, and calls us his own. Our daily life flows from this belonging, not toward it. Redemption naturally produces worship. Not the pressured kind, but the grateful kind. David captures this posture when he says, "He brought me up out of a pit. He set my feet upon a rock," Psalm 42. Worship is simply the heart remembering who lifted us, who rescued us, who made us new. Gratitude becomes the rhythm of the redeemed life. Paul writes, "Give thanks in all circumstances," 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Not because every circumstance is good, but because our standing with God is unshakable. Gratitude is not forced positivity, it is the steady confidence that grace has already secured what matters most. Redemption also shapes how we walk. Paul says, "Walk by the Spirit," Galatians 5:16. This is not a command to perform better, it is an invitation to live in the freedom the Spirit provides. The redeemed life is not powered by willpower, but by the Spirit who now dwells in us, and redemption shapes how we see ourselves. Peter writes, "You are a chosen people, God's special possession," 1 Peter 2:9. We live differently because we are different, made new, made holy, made His. Our identity is not something we strive to achieve, it is something we receive and grow into. Redemption lived out looks like this. Worship that rises from gratitude, not guilt. Obedience that flows from identity, not insecurity. Confidence rooted in belonging, not performance. Daily life shaped by the Spirit, not self-effort. A heart anchored in grace, not striving. We don't live for redemption, we live from it. Every step, every breath, every act of worship is the overflow of a life set free. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.